From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Just after the Security Council unanimously approved the sanctions, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke.
For the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president has thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warn the move could only cause more bloodshed. The angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement it would provide the weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine causes unnecessary tensions between Washington and Moscow. United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a wartime accord, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for a Euro-Atlantic integration. United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers there from the governing coalition are pressing for the abolishment of the court. This is VOA News. An official of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, plans to step down after months of criticism in Washington. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has our report.
Andrew McCabe's time at the FBI may be coming to an end. The Washington Post reported on Saturday that the FBI deputy director plans to retire next year. The newspaper said the retirement would come as soon as he becomes eligible for his full pension, which would be in early March. The news comes after months of criticism from President Donald Trump, who has publicly questioned why McCabe remains in his position. On Saturday, Trump tweeted that McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits, 90 days to go. An FBI spokeswoman declined to comment. McCabe also faced criticism from congressional Republicans who have accused him of harboring bias against Trump. He's been interviewed by multiple House committees on the 2016 election and whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia, as well as on the FBI's handling of its probe into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Venezuela has begun releasing some political prisoners in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government decided to release at least 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. Rights groups say the government is holding as many as 268 political prisoners. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Opposition leader Welshman Nkube says he is highly concerned about this trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in the country's presidential transition.
There is everything wrong with the command element of the Zimbabwe National Army, presenting itself as war veterans belonging to a particular political party, intervening to settle the political disputes of a political party. There is everything wrong with that. There is also everything wrong with leading a coup in order to become vice president.
Former law professor at the University of Zimbabwe says the army is contravening the country's constitution, which prohibits it from being involved in politics. So far, there has been no word from the president regarding the opposition's concerns. Two recent incidents have bolstered the Trump administration's stance against the United States immigration system, which the president says threatens national security. On Friday, a gunman who was an immigrant from Egypt fired at police and state troopers in several locations before being shot and killed himself. In a separate incident, a Pakistani woman entered the U.S.
That's the latest world news from VOA.